Over the Border by Morgan Robertson. First, let me introduce myself. I am now an old man, healthy of body and mind, else I could not tell this story, but in late middle life was somewhat feeble-minded. I was an instalment collector for a furniture house. My earnings were small, just sufficient to afford me a hall room in a boarding house, where, with my few books, I maintained my interest in life. I began it as a sailor in deep water ships, but because of the small promise of advancement, quit the sea after 10 years and worked on shore. I was ambitious, studious, and fairly well educated. I worked at one thing and another, finally becoming a reader for a magazine and later editor-in-chief. But the strain upon my mind of reading, classifying, and rejecting or accepting for publication the various and multitudinous manuscripts sent to me wore down my mental powers until there came an utter collapse, and I spent the next few years in sanitariums, with all memory of my past blotted out, except a few salient points, such as the name of my first ship, my first job on shore, my first incursion into literary work, and the final furious quarrel with my employer when I was discharged as incompetent. Then came my slow recovery, to the point where I could